720 WGN. It is Sunday morning, and it is the Dean Richard Show. It is Dane here with you, in for Dean until 1. We have a jam-packed, very super combination. We've got a lot of the things you know and love with Dean. Dave Schwann on the far-flung forecast is going to be on. We're going to be talking with a lot of you listeners, and of course, there is a ton of racing going on, so we're going to get in on some of that. Coming up on the show today, Antron Brown, he is champion for NHRA. He'll be joining us a little bit later. We're going to have Alex Bowman, who is the defending Chicago NASCAR Street Race champion. He'll be on with us. Alex Damron, marketing, head of marketing for IndyCar, talking about their great start of the season, and then so much more coming up with St. Pat's and a lot of Chicago stuff, including the toast for Harry Carey. But right now, he is out on the track as we speak, driving the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock motorcycle at Gainesville to kick off the NHRA season. Excited to have him on, ready to break out the Bandito. It's the one and only Flying Ryan. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, what's going on, Dane? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? Looking at some of the social media, some of the timing, some of the highlights from qualifying, you guys are in some of the best shape you've been ever, really.
Yes. Yeah, we're really looking good. Everybody's feeling good. We've had Mother Nature's been throwing some curveballs at us here this weekend in Gainesville, Florida, but it seems to be cooperating this morning. Saturday was a washout. And really didn't look good coming into today, but somehow it's hanging on, and cars are going down the track, and we're getting ready to be up in the lanes here before you know it.
You know, we always say that regardless of who wins the race, you always win with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee. And you got to say, like, it is a bright, bold, colorful sport, but you always have the best looking machine with the El Bandito Yankee motorcycle.
Well, now everybody back home at El Bandito's happy to see the times are also starting to match the paint job there, you know. So we just ran our best time, you know, of our really our career in NHRA during qualifying. We broke into the 670s, and it's really starting to show that our hard work is paying off, and that we're climbing our way back up, and we're hoping to start turning on some wind lights and be celebrating at the end of the day with some El Bandito and the fans and really making everybody proud of what we got going on here.
Yeah, I know that we'll be talking with you a number of times before you get to Chicago and Route 66. Excited to have that back, and we'll be talking with Antron Brown about that, as well as the entire sport comes back to Chicago. Talk about that, a home race for you and just the excitement. You know, of course, the season is starting. You'll be running a lot of weeks before we get there, but just to be back and have everybody excited about what's coming up in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, the season has kicked off. We're here in Gainesville, Florida. For the bikes, that'll only be our third race. So we love Chicagoland. We love being up there at Route 66 Raceway. The fans and everybody from, you know, the whole state, and surrounding states, you know, come to that race to enjoy, you know, the start of really summer starts to kick off, and everybody is geared up for a race season, and the Midwest gets to come out and see the fastest cars and motorcycles in the world, and of course enjoy some El Bandito. We've been sponsoring that race for a couple years now, and being that it's our home turf, it really gives us an opportunity to go out and have some fan fest events outside of the race and interact with all the friends and family and fans and really put on a show.
You recap a little bit. Of course, it's the official tequila of race day on the motorcycle side. It could be any race, right? It could be a potato sack race, right? It's still the official tequila, and if you win, you're going to want to celebrate with it. But recap a little bit of Daytona Bike Week. I saw some of the pictures. It can be one of those events, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, a lot of motorcycle action packedness. El Bandito was super prominent in that as well. You know, I don't know if it's like for kids, right? Because it seems like there is a little bit of an adult angle to it, but a lot of fun, and El Bandito was there.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on in Florida, you know, leading into the beginning of the race season. But when you have Daytona and Bike Week and all these things come together, that is one busy area. And El Bandito was definitely prominent, to be seen everywhere. We have definitely expanded our motorsports division. And, you know, we're really starting to look at some of these bigger events like Bike Week and Sturgis. And, Jim Bob had his brand new Harley that was out on display and really impressive. And, you know, Scotty was there to run the show you know, we had setups at the wing houses, and it was just definitely something to get everybody excited for warm weather and motorsports and everything. So it was a great turnout at Bike Week, and we're happy to be there.
Yeah, Scotty Hamilton, crew chief for you, and a great ambassador for the brand as well. It's going to be 59 degrees here. I know it can't compete with Florida and what you guys have going on, but it's going to be a nice day here in the Chicago area. And so, and we want to remind people too that, you know, Chris Chelios, obviously Blackhawks, every time the Blackhawks score, they break out the Bandito. So a ton of that happening here on the hockey side as well. Ryan, and as we let you go, so where can people see? Is it FS1? And what does your day look like today so people can keep up and watch you win?
Well, they are running Top Fuel eliminations right now. We had to kick this race off earlier today. So on top of the time change, we also had to start a couple hours earlier to get ahead of this weather. So we'll be running here in less than an hour, and we just had a wreck on the track, so that set us back just a little bit, which gives me more time for you and our Chicago fans listening. But check us out. You got us on the Fox networks, FS1, NHRA online, as well as our El Bandito Racing social media pages, and see if we can turn on some wind lights today and get everybody cheering there back home.
The fastest sport out there. We'll have links for all of it up at WGNradio.com. Thanks, Ryan. We'll let you get back to it. Good luck today.
All right. Thank you very much, Dane.
We're going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to keep a little bit of the spirit of the morning going. We're going to talk to Matt Slusik. He is the brand new vice president and GM for the undefeated flavor, the criminally smooth El Bandito Yankee. And so stay tuned for that. We'll be back. It's Dane in for Dean here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you in for Dean until 1 p.m. And we just had an opportunity to talk with Flying Ryan Ehler, NHRA pro stock motorcycle rider down there in Gainesville on the track, getting ready to start the day and hopefully break out the Bandito. And again, one of the co-founders, our very own Chris Chelios of the Blackhawks, is on his way out to Denver for a game against the Avalanche again, bringing the undefeated flavor out there. And excited to have on the line a guy added to the team who's going to be leading the way as the vice president and general manager of El Bandito Yankee, the one and only Matt Slusik. Matthew, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, well, good morning to you, sir. How you been?
I've been okay. We're excited. There is a ton going on all across the country, you know, on the East Coast and the West Coast, and, of course, the things that you're going to bring to the table. Excited to have you as part of El Bandito Yankee, you know, a brand that has really, you know, been here for a while in Chicago, kind of leading the way. And, of course, every time the Blackhawks score, we wish it was more. They break out the Bandito. But you're going to have a great vision for things. Talk a little bit about the excitement over the new role.
Absolutely. So I have been around a little bit. This is 27 years in the amazing wine and spirit industry for me. So I have collected some knowledge and some really great experiences, my time at Bacardi and then some time at LVMH. So one of my hopes is to bring the experiences I've had to something like El Bandito, where, you know, we're in a really good spot and we're just going to keep continuing to get better. We have people out there really grinding on the brand, and we're doing some great things from above the line too. You know, we have three marketing pillars, right? Obviously with Chris and our racing team, you know, we have a nice little following that we're starting to get a little groundswell there. We also have a pillar that we can stand on forever, which is we are 100% additive-free, clean tequila. Like we say, so smooth it's criminal. And that's pretty hard to beat, Dave.
Yeah.
Nope. And now we're also working on, you know, our female master distiller, Karina Rojo. We also have a female race car driver. So we do have access to some legal drinking age females, and they're coming into the brand as well. It's really a perfect storm right now.
Well, as a guy who's been around and been with some of those iconic brands, what was it about El Bandito Yankee that really kind of either interested you, drew you in, and kind of let you know that this was a brand that you could really do some things with?
So when we first started speaking, I called around about the brand because, as you probably know and the people listening know, there are a plethora of tequilas coming to the market right now, probably more so than ever in this industry. So first, was this a brand that had legs? Was it going to be able to stand on its own? You know, was
is what's in the bottle as good as what's outside the bottle with Chris and the racing team and being additive-free? And the answer was an astounding yes. Everyone I spoke to said this brand is up and coming. We're also a little bit of a value play. So you're talking about 100% additive-free tequila at around $40 and $50 on the shelf. Not too many other tequilas can say that. So when I looked at that and said, listen, this brand is fine without me, imagine what it could be if I go over and with my experience and, you know, some strategic plans I have to put in place, we could really take off here. And being that Chicago is, without a doubt, our home base, you know, we're kind of growing from the Chicago area out. Florida's been very strong for us. Wisconsin is being very strong for us. And we have plans to launch some huge markets this year. So it's nowhere but up from here.
Yeah. I mean, you think about this, and it's where everyone's heard the word tequila. Everybody has sort of a relationship with it, whether it's sort of, you know, bad and painful memories from spring breaks gone by, or whether it's maybe more of the current thing where it's thought of as one of the healthier things that you can do if you want to enjoy a cocktail. But as the brand goes across the country, you get into different states and the approach is a little bit different. You know, I don't know if it's the same as maybe in others, you know, whereas in Arizona, people are familiar with it. They know what it is. They like it. They buy it. Whereas in Wisconsin, there's an educational piece, right, to let people know kind of what it is. Matt, as a guy, industry, you know, leader and veteran and all that, as far as tequila, for listeners hearing this now that say, hey, I'm not necessarily a tequila person, what has made tequila really one of the fastest growing and emerging spirits today?
It's funny you say that, because I speak to people, not to age myself, but I speak to people who have had bad experiences with tequila all the time. And the tequila we were drinking in the 90s was a little different than the tequila we have today. Now, I'm 100% Blue Weber Agave. It makes a huge difference. It's smoother. It's more approachable. You wouldn't be surprised how many people I taste on El Bandido, and they expect to have a bad experience because of the experiences they've had 20 or even 30 years ago. And they're like, wow, this is delicious. Like, I'll have another. So it is part education to an older audience. I think the younger tequila drinking audience has been a bit spoiled. I mean, they've come to the category from vodka or beer or wine, and they can't believe how tremendous these tequilas are. And it's true. Yeah, that's the hardest part about launching El Bandido Yankee is we're going up against some amazing tequilas. You know, I'll give you a great example. I was in a Specs in Texas one day waiting for a meeting to start. And I walked up and down the aisle, which, by the way, was only one aisle just 3 years ago and is now four.
Wow.
Right. And I'm looking and I'm thinking to myself, how does a consumer choose which one of these to drink? Because being familiar with tequila, I mean, there's not too many bad choices on that shelf anymore. So you really have to be a brand. You have to shine through, and you have to stand for something. And that's exactly our plan and what we are going to do.
As I travel, whether it's on the sports side or the coverage side or the hospitality side, whether it's some of these places where you're getting travelers or people that come from the East Coast, travel down maybe to Florida or to Arizona or to California, and they ask, hey, are you available on the East Coast? I think that's one of the strengths that you bring, is that you are based in New York. So for people that are fans, and of course, at WGN Radio, we reach 38 states in Canada. There's a lot of states that have been hearing a lot about El Bandido that it isn't available. But as the brand moves east and into some of those markets, your thoughts on, you know, how that's going to go, maybe the timeline for it, and how you think it'll be received?
It's probably what I'm most excited for. You know, I've spent the majority of my career and my life on the East Coast in Massachusetts and New York and New Jersey. The area is definitely ready for the brand, and I think you're right. Part of growing a brand like this is consistency. So if I'm in Illinois and I become a fan, I want to be able to travel to Florida and have it, and travel to New York and New Jersey. So the plan is actually to launch the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and possibly Massachusetts between May and July. We're also going to launch North Carolina and South Carolina in June. So by the end of the year, we will have gone from availability in 14 states to availability in around 20, maybe over 20.
Wow.
It's part of growth. But the other thing is, with a small brand, you don't want to grow too fast from a geography standpoint and spread your assets thin, and we are cognizant of that. So we're going to go at the right pace, not too fast, not too slow.
but we're going to hit the major markets. So when you, especially for you, Dane, so when you travel, El Bandito is available wherever you are.
I think, right, for personal reasons, for my own selfish reasons, I need to stay hydrated, right? And so it's got to be available wherever it is that I go. One of the things that I love about it and want to get your thoughts on is that the El Bandito Yankee and the fan base lives in different silos. Of course, the DNA on the sports side with Chris Chelios and with Jim Bob Morris, both professional athletes. So they bring that and that celebratory side to it. But you don't often see somebody who has an authenticity walking the walk on that side of it also have, you know, just that whole quality and all the street cred on the production and the Highlands of Jalisco and all that. Usually there's a compromise there, but El Bandito Yankees got it all.
I would agree, and that's something it has going for it. You know, most startup brands don't have the assets we have. Between just right up front, as you said, super clean tequila, so smooth it's criminal. We also have Chris, who is arguably a top three American hockey player of all time. We have a racing team, and we have a very strong team on my side as well. You know, the team that I have working with me is strong in the market. They're relationship-driven. And if not for them, this brand probably isn't even where it is to date. They've done a great job growing it and building it.
You're going to hear more about it today. We're going to have a few different opportunities to talk about. I know Jim Bob's going to join us later on in the program as well. So, Matt, we'll let you get back to your Sunday. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. But thanks for everything you're doing on the spirit side for El Bandito, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Pleasure. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
All right. That's Matt Slosik from El Bandito Yankee. And Jack, of course, you're such a big part of the Blackhawks and the pregame show, and you've been sitting in for Charlie where he's been a little bit under the weather. And I mean, that's got to be the most exciting part for you. Obviously, you know, goals here and there, you know, certainly hockey happens, maybe a fight, but the fact that you get to break out the Bandito on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Troy always reads it, and hopefully they're doing that a bunch on this road trip.
Remember when there was the hat trick in about, I don't know, if it was 30 seconds?
And oh, yeah.
That was great. That's legendary radio. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We're going to be talking with Alex Bowman. He's the defending champion of the Chicago NASCAR Street Race, and he's getting ready for the big race coming up a little bit later on today in Phoenix. So keep it here. It's Dane in for Dean, 720 WGN. 720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Excited to have on the line one of the great drivers for the Cup Series, a seven-time winner, seven playoff appearances, driver of the number 48 Ally Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Most importantly, the defending NASCAR Chicago Street Race champion, the one and only Alex Bowman. Alex, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, understandably, you get a lot of attention for your driving. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the season, Coda Phoenix coming up. But as we speak, you are a man on a mission driving not just for yourself, but for the fans. And fans, not only a great racing, but great whiskey. Maybe the greatest name in all of whiskey. Share with the listeners where you are headed and why.
Yeah, we're headed to Lynchburg right now to go to Jack Daniels and do a barrel pick for the Chicago Street Race. So excited about that for sure. Definitely, I've never been there or been to any distillery. So excited about the whole experience. I don't really know 100% of what I'm in for, but it's going to be a good time. It was an early morning, but it's going to be worth it for sure.
I got to tell you, from the distillery side, just the facility, the setting, right? It's right there in the Hollow, Lynchburg, Tennessee. It is beautiful. It is picturesque. You're going to see it this morning, and it's going to be downhill from here as far as other distilleries, so you should probably just stop while you're ahead. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be a cool experience. Obviously, you know, after winning the Chicago Street Race last year, there was a lot of whiskey consumed. So excited. It works, right? It's very fitting.
Well, you got to celebrate and do it in a big way. Excited to see Chicago Street Race bringing in Jack Daniels, one of the greatest names and all of it. Hopefully you'll get a chance to talk to master distiller Chris Fletcher. Know him well. I'm down there every year for the Jack Daniels barbecue, the World Invitational Barbecue Championship. So it's a great setting. But let's get to the racing. You get a lot of attention if you're driving, of course. We mentioned Chicago and the great win here, you know, in the top seven, I think, in points at this point. Do you think you need to get more attention, maybe respect for what you do on the road courses?
I don't know. I'm all for flying under the radar, but you know, I think our road course program has gotten really strong. Obviously, you know, finally getting a win at Chicago last year, but we've been close quite a few times. You know, we almost won COTA a couple years ago. We've been close at the Rose Bowl. So, you know, honestly, that's been something that was really difficult for me starting out. It's not like I don't have a road course background or like a karting background to lean on. So just took a lot of hard work to get better at it. And I'm definitely glad the work has paid off and turned into success on the road course stuff.
Well, being part of an incredible team, legendary owner, legendary leadership. You mentioned being under the radar and that sort of being maybe a positive. Does that help take pressure off or take away from the tension that you and your fans kind of know you deserve, right? But like you said, it's not all that attention on you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it takes pressure off. I think anytime you drive for Hendrick Motorsports and, you know, at the cup level, there's going to be a lot of pressure, right? It's just part of the job. But at the same time, I think just kind of flying under the radar makes my life a little easier at times. And I'm not like a big attention guy. So it's all good for me. And as long as we're stacking trophies up, I'm good with it.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Alex, the showman Bowman, right? He's not an attention guy, but he is getting it, right? Having a great season so far and heading into one of the fans' favorite tracks, one of my favorite tracks, just a beautiful setting right there, just an amazing updated facility. Talk a little bit about excitement for you and the team heading into Phoenix.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to Phoenix. I'm from Tucson, so my home race, we've struggled there for a couple of years, but I think hopefully we're headed in the right direction. Obviously, it's a really important race weekend for us, just needing to kind of get a good idea of what we need there for the fall race, being the championship race in the fall. So trying some different stuff and hopefully it works out. I'm looking forward to it. I'm running the Xfinity car this weekend too. So a bunch of laps on track and two chances to go win some races.
Chicago fans, NASCAR fans, grateful for the street race, all that excitement. Of course, you're a big part of creating that excitement, and it is great to see the sport traveling to new markets and being rewarded. We know, and we'll let the listeners know, the TV ratings were off the charts. I think 80% of the fans attending the street race were new NASCAR fans, but Mexico City is going to be another level. Talk a little bit about that, maybe internally, other drivers, maybe the team, logistically, for you personally. I mean, to take the sport, another road course for you, so that's a positive thing, to another country and that whole new potential fan base.
Yeah, that's going to be so cool. I've never even been out of the country. Like, all I've done is race, and I've only raced here. So really excited about that. Logistically, I think it's definitely, you know, everything about it's going to be a little bit different. I think the truck has to leave super early, obviously really long drive down to get everything there. But right, from my side of things, hop on an airplane and go to another racetrack and go try to win. So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, going to a new place like that, seeing a new culture for me and kind of seeing another country, I think is going to be fun. But also, like, seeing another group of NASCAR fans, right? Like, obviously never having had a cup race down there, can bring a lot of new eyes to it. And I think that's going to be really cool. You know, we've done that a lot in the last couple of years with new markets, like going to the Chicago street course and stuff like that, like you said. So Mexico is going to be a lot of fun, and there's good Mexican food, which is always a bonus too.
And tequila, right? I mean, not to say that you have to overdo anything, but right, you want to sample whatever happens in Rome. Do as the Romans do. You mentioned Chicago. It's going to be you coming back as the defending champion. Now, obviously a totally different situation with the race here than a lot of the tracks, you know, where you're an hour out of a town and it's an isolated sort of situation. Some challenges, I'm not going to lie to you, Alex, you know, taking over the street, there's some pain, right, for the fans and the city residents and the drivers, but it's worth it. But for you guys coming in, great restaurants, the family and friends, I know, love it. For you in Chicago, like off the track, when you get here, what is it that you do and what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely, we shut some streets down and might cause some traffic, but hopefully the show we put on is worth it. You know, I think that race has been a lot of fun for me in the last couple of years. And for me, just it's a lot different than a normal race weekend in the sense that, like, our buses aren't there. So we're staying in a hotel with the teams. So spending a lot more time with the teams than I honestly normally do. So going out to dinner with them and stuff throughout the week. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I feel like, you know, leaving a hotel and walking to the racetrack in the middle of a city is so different than our normal kind of day-to-day work weekend. It's really cool. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this year. Obviously, you know, we won there last year. We were really fast there 2 years ago before we had an issue. So yep. July 5th and 6th, it's going to be a good one for sure. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you're going to have the Chicago Barrel with you on the way back, and no one can blame you for, you know, a little quality control, maybe taste testing a little bit, and have an opportunity to celebrate with it. As we let you go, Alex, for fans who want to keep up with you and on track with everything that's going on as you head towards Chicago later in the summer, where can they go social media wise?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Definitely always posting good stuff up there. So be sure to give me a follow. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck with Jack Daniels. And of course, good luck in Phoenix. Thanks, Alex, for jumping on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of the very best and most beloved personalities in motorsports. He is driver of the Matco Tools Top Fuel Dragster, four-time world champion, the one and only Antron Brown. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be on. You know, I like the way you said that, four-time, man. That was a lot in the making, and it kind of sounds a little bit unbelievable. I just can't believe it all happened in 2024 and we got it done.
Well, it's always great to end the season on a high note, to make history even better. Talk about that, you know, just a little bit. Three world championships, nothing to sneeze at. That's awesome. That's legendary right there. But to do it as a team owner, is it more rewarding with all those other things in the mix?
It's definitely more rewarding, you know, because at the end of the day, it's the toughest competition I've ever saw. Pound for pound, the competition in Top Fuel was like no other in the history of the sport. And it could be anybody win the championship. To come down to the last race with six teams still in the hunt to get it done, our top three teams were really, really close where it could have went either way, with Sean Langdon and Justin having the points lead and ourselves. Like, we're all within like 45 points of each other, which made it really, really incredible to try to make that happen.
You have some of the top as far as career wins for Top Fuel. So you're right there. This isn't sort of a flash in the pan. This is just a continuation of greatness. But talk a little bit about that, because, you know, your other championships were a few years ago, right? And so you come back here, you got small kids. Have you noticed a change in the household, right, where they've got to see you as they become older and maybe more aware of how things are going and just the success that you've had?
Absolutely. Through adversity, determination, and everything else that, you know, that transpired to keep our head down to make it happen. I mean, it's one of those deals that makes it so, so special to get it done. But we just never stop. I just showed them that anything they choose to do in life, as long as they keep their head down and don't quit and don't stop, that's what makes it really, really special, you know. And not that we did it by ourselves, it's this whole team collective effort, you know what I mean? It's all of us together at AB Motorsports, just nonstop, never quitting and making it happen. It made it really, really special to do it on our own. You know what I mean? To do it on our own made it really, really special.
You've always been a force of positivity. I think it's been one of the great gifts that you bring to the sport. But talk a little bit about kind of having that personality naturally, being able to lend itself to be that motivator, that cheerleader on the team basis, right? Because not only do you have to be there for the fans as a positive guy in the sport, but also just to kind of keep everybody up and going over a long season.
Yes, and that's what it takes, is that the one thing that we always try. So we have our motto here: one team, one mind, one purpose. And that thing is that if we all can be together and pull the rope the same way, the rope might go one way one time, but if we keep everybody collective and keep everybody communicating, keep everybody on the same page and have the main mindset, you can pull it and get the job done and get it across the line. And that was a tribute. Through all the trials and tribulations, we just learned from them. We learned from them, we grew from them, and we responded, and we did the right things to get us to the right situation, to where we need to be, and we just never quit. And I think that's what it takes in today's world to make, you know, your dream a reality, is surrounding yourself by the right people and having that persistence to beat the resistance that's against you each and every day.
we always talk about motorsports. You know, the car is the great equalizer. So regardless of what you may have to bring to the table physically, the car can help you and you can compete. NHRA really has it all. I always say it's the most unrealized potential in all of motorsports because it's immediate gratification. It is as loud and as big and as bold as anything. There's nothing boring about 1 second of what happens in the NHRA. And when it comes to diversity, whether it's women on the track, women winning championships, or diversity like you've experienced and led the way with, talk a little bit about that. Because for the listeners that may not know this, four-time champion, but you are the first African-American to win a championship in the motorsports side. And of course, the first one to be a team owner and to win a team owner. It's all about winning, right? And I feel that people know that. But how do you kind of approach that space where you're making history on that side?
Man, I tell you, it just feels great just to be living the dream. And I always tell people all the time, it's like, this is American dream to its fullest. A country kid from Chesterfield, New Jersey, who had a dream. And just putting the work in. You know what I mean? It's like everybody's got different, there's different cultural backgrounds, let's say, no matter what state you live in. If you go up into Brandon, Minnesota, those people sound way different from people down in Florida or Texas. You know what I mean? So, So to live the dream, where as a kid growing up in the sport of drag racing, which is a very mixed, diverse sport than it ever was, because no matter where you go to a drag strip, you'll see every different walk of life doing what they do, because you can race anything and everything, and it has full accessibility. It's not like circle track racing and other forms of racing, is that this sport has accessibility no matter where you go, like small backyard tracks everywhere across the country in every state, from eighth mile to quarter mile tracks. So with that being said, to be able to grow up in a sport like this and have the opportunity to live it out, you know, and I think that's what makes it so great. Every ticket is a pit pass. So when I was a kid, I got to go see my heroes like Big Daddy Don Garlitz, The Snake, Mark Oswald, Kenny Bernstein, Joe Amato, all those types of people, Dave Schultz, John Myers. You get to see all those heroes and you got to go up and see them. And when you're able to see them, you're able to see yourself being there one day. And it's the only sport that I said that lets you in the locker room, brother, and you can be a part of it. And that's what makes our sport so different than any other professional sport. And for me to see that ray of hope grow up as a kid to get to where I'm at right now.
Well, you can see it. You can be it. Of course, you are it right now. Four-time world champion. You know, the Wallys, they all say Antron Brown. The door says AB Motorsports. You'd be the first one to say that, you know, you can't do it alone, even though, of course, and understandably, you get a lot of the credit. Talk about the sponsors like Matco Tools. They have been with you a long time. Lucas Oil, you know, as part of the team, too. Just how important it is to be able to have those supporters in to help that car keep going forward.
I mean, Matco Tools and Lucas Oil, Matco is our backbone, and Lucas is like the vital point of what we need to make this thing go. And they believe in us, man, and all the distributors across the country, their families, they believe in us, and that's what made us go out and do AB Motorsports. Is like Matco Tools, they're franchisees, they're their own boss. And I never forget being a part of it, and I raced for so many great teams out there that we won championships and won a lot of races with. But to do it on your own, as your own, like your own business, like the people we have at AB Motorsports, we're one group together. We're all together as a family to make this happen, man. It's all of our dreams. It's not just my dream. It's all of our dreams of all the people involved. And it's something to be special about that. And I think that's what's really gotten us to where we're at today. And you got to have people believe in you. When they believe in you, it makes you one of those forces that you just keep on going and grinding it out. And you're not stopping to do and get to where you want to be.
The world of motorsports, people travel. They travel the country to see those different tracks, like you said, different personalities, different vibes everywhere that you go. And of course, people come out everywhere to see Antron Brown. And so what's it going to be like? Talk a little bit about this. Of course, we've brought back Route 66 the last couple of years, sellouts, great crowds, incredible racing. You know, just a little shout out to the fans here as you return as a world champion.
You know, well, I can tell you this one thing is that we're super excited, super pumped to actually start out the year and carry the torch as a champion for NHRA Mission Food Drag Racing. This is the first championship for Mission Foods. So to do it at their first year out and to carry the torch and come back there to the racetrack, we're ready to show out. We're going to come out, and we have some future goals set where we qualified decent this last year, and we won quite a few races. But the thing about it is our plan is to come out and be better and to be stronger and to start off and to go after it. So we're looking forward to getting to a great start, carrying that torch and being the ones that's going to defend the championship title. So we're super excited here at AB Motorsports and for all of our partners involved. And we're ready to go out there and get after it for sure. It's on like Donkey Kong. It's on like gangbusters, and we're ready to go.
Everybody's going to have it, you know, a target. You got a target on your back, but you can handle it. You're the undisputed four-time world champion, Top Fuel for NHRA, Antron Brown. Antron, as we let you go, and where can people go social media-wise? Or is there like a website, place for people to keep up?
Absolutely. You can catch us for foremost on Instagram and Facebook, but also we have our own YouTube channel now that is it's got a lot of views going on as the insight of what we do. Not at the racetrack, but also away from the racetrack. So we're always uploading, putting some great short videos up, but also got some long documentary stuff that you could get to see from behind the scenes and see all the characters at AB Motorsports, from all the guys and girls that work on the team and what we do on the road and off the road here in the shop. So that's been really special for us, where we can document and show people what we're all about, man, and showing the love for the sport that we love the most. So that's where you can stay tuned with us, keep up with us, but also check out us on the website at AntronBrown.com and come visit us at the races. The main thing, we want to see you at the racetrack, because TV, you can see us on Fox, but when you come see us in person, is like no other, brother. It will open your eyes, and the experience is first class, and you can come right to the pit area to see us up close and personal. Every ticket's a pit pass.
You mentioned it. Every ticket is a pit pass. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for all that. One of our favorite drivers and four-time champion, Antron Brown, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Anytime. Thanks for having us, man. We'll see you soon, my man.